مقلب القلوب هو الله. Hearts are in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He changed them as he liked. المدبر هو الله. The planner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he planned is going to happen. فأكثروا من التحميد والتهليل والاستغفار. What's coming? Is so huge that awliyaullah are trying to hide themselves under heavy curtains and shelters, and these are heavenly and spiritual shelters. They are wondering what kind of punishment coming on the hands of this world because of the ignorance and because of the sins and the bad doings and actions of humanity. There is no more adab, respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Corruption is everywhere. Muslims are not known they are Muslims. Muslims are trying to follow the footsteps, imitating what it is called civilization. Under the name of civilization, Muslims are losing their identity. They're becoming in a world of materialism, no more love to their Lord except through their tongues. There is no more heart. There is no more love in their hearts. Some of them act in a bad manners, becoming cruel, killing innocent people, killing people here and there. The others, they are so confused with their understanding of Islam, and there is nothing left from Islam for them except a tie and a suit or a small beard like Iblis beard in the middle of their chin, or a little one around the chin and going up and going up from either side, and a white diaper that they put on the over their head instead of putting the crown of Islam, the sign of Islam, the turban of Islam that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never took it. They are as if they are not representing Islam. When you see them sitting beside the clerics of Christians or rabbis, you see the Christian and rabbis with their full robes, and Muslims sitting like someone that has lost the light from his face, the light from their way of dressing, of way of representing Islam to the whole humanity. If Islam is in the hand of these people, Islam is innocent from these people. Awliyaullah are running from Allah's revenge to a shelter that will shelter them. As Prophet said, أَوْلِيَاءِ تَحْتَ قِبَابِي لَا يَعْلَمُهُمْ غَيْرِي. That hadith that Prophet said that awliya Allah under my domes, no one knows except me, that he is referring, the essence of that hadith is that he is referring to the last days when revenge coming from heavens, awliya Allah will be running under these spiritual domes, that it will protect them with their followers. Tonight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with barakah of our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, and with the barakah of our and the guidance of our Shaykh, they covered us with a dome through that zikrullah, where they have asked to be recited in such a manner. They were, Mawlana was reciting and we were repeating. And Prophet was reciting and our Sheikh was repeating. And this is how it came tonight from our Sheikh's heart, from his grand Sheikh's heart, from grand Sheikh to grand Sheikh to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam. This is Rajab. Awliya Allah are not knowing what they have to do, all of them in dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it less and easier on humanity. And Ramadan is coming. May Allah protect us. And may Allah forgive us. That light tonight of recitation, especially when we mention the name of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from that al-qalb al-muhammadi, the prophetic heart, the Muhammadi heart, from haqiqatul nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the reality of the Prophet, which is being described as yasin. That reality is the ya and the sin, which is the heart of Quran. From that reality, they opened into the heart of those who were reciting and those who are sincere people following the footsteps of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, and who are being guided through our Shaykh, Shaykh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani, that they have took his hand. His hand is connected to the hands of all awliyas reaching Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and keep us on the way of Islam and the way of Sunnatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and protect us and protect every sincere person from what is coming. What is coming is described as if a child of 7 years of age, of the serious event that is coming, his head become white from what is coming in front of us. May Allah protect us. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha.